America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, as you know, from Talk Radio News. Joining us now is Ellen Ratner. Ellen, we talked a lot about the Postal Service because this sort of dragged on, and there was a fear that it was just going to be completely kaput, and there wasn't going to be any more Postal Service. Then there was talks about what's going to happen to Saturdays and all that kind of stuff. And so the Senate voted, and what does it ultimately mean for, like, you and me? What does it mean for our mail service?
Well, it looks like Saturday service was kept on. It is a question as to whether the Postal Service is going to close certain offices or not. And the devil's in the detail about all this retirement fund, but the Postal Service, which is the largest, I think it's the country's largest union, certainly public sector union, the question of what the Postal Service is, whether they're going to have to essentially walk on the brink of bankruptcy by having to pay a lot of the pension things up front back into the government.
Yeah, what's interesting, though, too, about this is there must have been bipartisan cooperation.
Well, there was, because, you know, when it comes to things like postal services in small towns in rural America, it doesn't really matter whether it's right or left. People don't want to lose their post office.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, too, and Ellen knows this, she was telling us about the crazy amounts of amendments. The Senate passed 11 of the 39 amendments. How about that? Woo! Never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
That's how it happens in D.C. You're never quite sure. It's all about handicapping on the side. Hey, speaking of handicapping, what was it like today? The buzz had to be about the Supreme Court, even though we knew it was coming up and all that stuff, about immigration and Arizona's law.
Right. Well, I wasn't in the courtroom. Justin Duckham was in the courtroom, and he said that the law basically, there were four parts of the law. The law requires state officers to determine suspected immigrants' citizenship. It allows officers to arrest or detain those who they believe are in the country illegally. It criminalizes failure to register immigration status. It criminalizes unlawfully looking for work. Well, unlawfully looking for work, almost impossible. The conventional wisdom is that the government did not make such, the U.S. government did not make such a great argument. In fact, Sotomayor said, you can see it's not really selling very well. She was very, very blunt about it.
Ooh, so, all right, so a little insight there. One of the crew in the courtroom. You've been there before. You've been there in the Supreme Court.
Many, many, many times.
Yeah. How many times did Clarence Thomas fall asleep when you were there?
He didn't fall asleep, but he doesn't say a word.
I know, he doesn't say a word. That's so true. Well, Marco Rubio said plenty. He was at Brookings, and I guess the focus of his speech was about the U.S. becoming a more engaged global leader. Were you surprised that he took that twist?
No, but I was surprised that he went after Vladimir Putin in the way he did. He used a very aggressive tone to portray the Putin as a needlessly paranoid leader. I don't think that if you're running for vice president and you might be vice president of the United States, that you say that kind of thing. He also said Putin might talk tough, but he knows he's weak. I mean, what is the benefit of saying that?
None.
Does he want to start another Cold War? It's just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I guess, tough talk. I'm not sure. I was surprised by that, too. I would have picked the same thing out. This is going to be big. Now we just have a date for this, but Bradley Manning, the hearing's coming up in September, and the military judge, Denise Lynn, refused to dismiss the charges against Manning. Do you think, I mean, this is going to be, everyone's going to be talking about this as this gets closer. Don't you think it's that whole WikiLeaks thing?
Yes, very, very much so. And, you know, he's got a very good team of lawyers, so we'll see if they're able to make their case.
Yeah. All right, so we'll put that on our calendar. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks. Coming up for the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the daily pat-downs. A couple of them popped up on our radar, one dealing with a four-year-old and another dealing with a 7-year-old, and the fact that, oh, drugs are flowing into California. Yeah, we know the tunnels and all that sort of stuff. But how about just right there through one of our biggest airports? What airport is it? Oh, I think you can guess. If we did a little contest, I'm sure you could guess. Somebody would get it just like that. We're going to fill in those blanks coming up in just a few minutes. Big story today. You know, social media, I say this all the time, is dangerous. There should be a warning label, just like with cigarettes. Could be hazardous to your career, therefore your health. We've seen people have gotten in trouble with Twitter and now Facebook, too. Same thing, Facebook with crazy divorces and whatnot. But there's a Marine that was discharged for his Facebook post about Obama, thinking it was no big deal. And immediately, as soon as it went to his superiors, that was it. And he was toast. And I say this all the time. People don't realize this is public. So you can be funny and clever and all that sort of stuff, but you got to own whatever you have out there because everybody sees it. And for some reason, there's a disconnect, especially with those two forms of social media. Of course, there are many other ones, LinkedIn, which is maybe a little more professional and about jobs and searching around for jobs. Pinterest is another one. There's a ton of different places where you could go. But because Facebook is so big and because Twitter is so big and so many things are linked to it, I guess this is the reason why people are getting trapped into it. So this is a guy who was a sergeant who's going to be discharged because what he said on Facebook, and this is Sergeant Gary Stein, he's going to get an other than honorable discharge and lose most of his benefits for violating the policies. Now, he said, I love the Marine Corps. I love my job. I wish it wouldn't have gone this way. I'm having a hard time seeing how 15, this is what he said, I'm having a hard time how 15 words on Facebook could have ruined my 9-year career. And it calls into question, certainly without a doubt, social media and speech. And what about when you're an active duty military person? We know that this is, you just can't go there. It's a no-go unless you want to kill your career. And what he wrote on Facebook was a religious dig at Obama that must have obviously started to be passed around. He said a couple of different things. You know, he said on a post in the beginning of March that, you know, screw Obama. I will not follow orders from him. And then he said, you know, he wouldn't follow unlawful orders and said a couple of other things. But you just can't say screw the commander in chief when you wear the military uniform. But my question to everybody listening, fair or foul? I guess I'm almost answering this, right? Freedom of speech does not apply when you serve in the military. When you're playing cards with the guys and you say something, as long as it's not out there on Facebook or Twitter, I guess you're okay. And see, here's the thing. An Army colonel and a prosecutor said that Stein kept doing it, even though he was warned, because he was saying other statements about Obama. So they did warn him about not doing this. So was it really his intention to leave the Marine Corps or not? They say he wants to go into talk radio. What do you say? We'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1644.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1685.14, 842.57 for a half ounce, or 421.29 for a quarter ounce. That's 1685.14, 842.57, and 421.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It could be a ploy to get booted from the Corps. Now, many of you have served know that sometimes, remember MASH, that was the whole thing, dressing as the woman. Remember, I forget the character's name, who was trying to get tossed from Korea. And this, of course, was a television show and was a movie first and then was made into a TV show. But that was one of the little storylines. My husband, who served in the Navy, said there were people that he served with, a lot of people loved it and all that sort of stuff, but there were some people who wanted to get out, so they would continuously smoke pot, so they would get booted. But this guy, I'm not so sure. I don't know, because you think, really, he's invested a lot of time into the military, or the Marine Corps, the military, but he was undermining the chain of command. So they told him not to do it. They said, stop doing it. And he didn't care. He said, you know, screw Obama. I will not follow orders from him. I will not follow orders from him. So then he comes back and he says he wishes he could take it back. So he's going to get discharged for what he said on Facebook. He did apologize. He says people ask him, would you go back and change the words? And he said he most definitely would. He would articulate his point better. He would do it better. He wrote so just to flush this out a little bit more for you, America, and by the way, throw out the phone number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, just to give you some more meat on this. what Stein wrote on a closed forum, it was a closed forum for active duty meteorologists and oceanographers, and he would say that. He said that a couple of times, that Obama's the economic enemy, he is the religious enemy, he is the fundamentally change America enemy, and he is the domestic enemy. So he put the post up. Somebody took his post down. They took a screenshot of it, though. You know, the old screenshot. They took a screenshot, and then they forwarded the comment to his superior. So that's how they found out about it, by the way. Not that they were necessarily sniffing around, culling Facebook, culling the back forum. But he'd been warned about this, a page he started back in 2010, and he named that page Tea Party. And the Facebook page had six moderators, including Stein, and included posts about all kinds of things, gays in the military, Keith Olbermann, Obama, other things. But really, a lot of the criticism was leveled at Obama. So here's the thing. I looked this up, and I'm sure you could find it. I'm sure some of these stories probably put this out as well. But is there, as far as the military and military code goes, and of course every branch could be a little bit different, but according to what's called Directive 1344, the Department of Defense, so the umbrella for everybody, you're allowed to express personal opinions on political candidates, but not as representatives of the armed forces. So different name, your name when you're a civilian, I guess. But the three-member military panel just said, get in the boot. Boot, out of there. He's done. He's done with the Marine Corps. So I think they're going to try to fight this a little bit. They're going to fight it a little bit. And, you know, he even said he would shut down the Facebook page and he wouldn't talk to the press if he was allowed to complete his service, his contract, which ended in 3 months. But they wouldn't let him do it. So, wow, what a blunder. Because if he wanted to go off and do something else anyway, he was done in 3 months. So, you know, why? Why bother doing that? And did he just get out of hand? Did he think it wasn't a big deal? I don't know. And it does bring up the question, though, if you're active military, what is it? You know, you think of the First Amendment, you think of the Constitution. What is it when you serve that you have to think about before you post opinions? He'd been a Marine for 9 years. He was deployed, by the way, to Iraq from 2005 to 2006. And he's telling people that are in the military to not say anything or you could end up in the same position. And he was a guy who was a former weather forecaster for the military, so he loses his security clearance. There's a lot of that going around. And he started working as a scheduler on a rifle range at Camp Pendleton. So, he's dealt with a couple of things. So he says the Marine Corps is waiting to discharge him so that he can go through treatment. And he says it's been a rough day, and he's disappointed, not just in the Marine Corps, but himself, and he's going to go through treatment. He's married. He's got a 4-year-old daughter. You know, he's got another career, I guess, he could dump into. He's a licensed real estate agent. So maybe that's where he ends up. But he posted a house for sale on his personal Facebook page. So he's right in the middle of it and swears that if he could take back those words, he would. He said if the president was in front of him after what he said, I would say, yes, Mr. President, no, Mr. President, and walk away. Even if I disagree with his policies, they're separate things. How about that? Let me throw out the new numbers again. I know we're all getting used to it. We're getting in our groove. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And I think the intriguing question is, part of the question is, was it on purpose to tank, to get some notoriety, and to try to go on and move into some kind of other career? You know, however you look at this thing, it's just, it's not good. It's lousy all the way around. So, you know, was it right Was it right what he did? Is it, does he have those rights? A lot of people chatting it up. If you go to americatonight.net, you'll see me. I'm waving right now. You actually see me in the little box waving behind some of the exercise equipment. And David writes, Kate, the Marine was inside his rights. And then on Diane writes, on Diane writes, David, it was also the right of the Army to boot him out, which it was. It was within the rights of the Army, certainly, to do that. They could kick him out. But I don't know. Highlight might have it nailed the best of all. People need to go back to personal diary and journals. But then Highlight, and for everybody out there thinking about that, you got to be careful where you store those journals and what, you know, you're supposed to be able to just let it flow and say what's coming out of your mind. But you may have to have a burning of the book, because if somebody gets a hold of it, it could be just as deadly. I think he may try to pursue it. I think he might try to see if he could do an appeal situation. They gave him the chance to talk about what he did, and they say that's the problem. He kept trying to be nasty. He kept trying to be controversial, and then they interviewed other people, and so they believe the reason that he was doing what he did, and this is sad if this is true, that he wanted to leave the Marine Corps dramatically so he'd get headlines and he could start a career in talk radio or something else. So, you know, do the soldiers, to the Marines that are serving, do they understand the chain of command and free speech and whether it's limited or, you know, how limited it is? It is limited. Look, there's generals. Remember not too long ago, a general who fell. Remember Rolling Stone magazine? So certainly Facebook would fall under that heading. And it's one of those things, I guess, you know, when you sign up to serve, here's the scoop. You completely might disagree, and you have varying opinions of what's happening in the country and all that sort of stuff. But you have to do it in a civilian manner, and you certainly can't use attacking language on Facebook, because, of course, you're setting yourself up to be booted, to be thrown out. But I wonder what he gives up because of that. You know, how much does he give up future-wise, especially if he had 3 months and he had a 9-year career, and he says, I love the Marine Corps. I love my job. I wish it wouldn't have gone this way. I'm having a hard time. Oh, that band. I'm having a hard time seeing how 15 words on Facebook could have tanked my 9-year career. So he is going to pursue administrative appeals within the Corps, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to fail miserably there. So, booyah. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Rub next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Love that sound. That is the sound of my heart pumping big time. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. They had a giant heart in the Franklin Institute. And it was the coolest thing. I think it's still there today. You can crawl inside of it, but you cannot hear anything. All you hear is that ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Do you ever take your pulse, ever take your numbers when it comes to blood pressure? I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, whatever you are. It's something that you're going to be very interested in. I'm very excited about because this is a show note. I come from a family where one side they lived to be a gazillion, it seems, slight exaggeration, well, into their 90s. And then the other side of my family, the Delaneys, I never met my grandfather, my great grandfather. None of the men fared well at all. And they seem to be in decent shape from the photographs that I saw of them and the questions I asked about Gerard Delaney, which would be my grandfather, but I never met him. He had a heart attack and died. And for women, it's become now such a big thing. So I'm going to have on, you can hear me shaking him. I'm going to have on Don Wiskin, one of my favorite Canadians. He started this company And they have a product called Extendovite. You might have heard some of the jingles here on America Tonight. Man, and this stuff, I'm telling you, this stuff is like manna from heaven. And I'm a believer because for, I just decided I would test it out, take it for a test drive. And my numbers, I didn't realize where I was anyway, blood pressure-wise, and my numbers dramatically dropped. So we'll talk to Don next week about the whole thing with heart attacks and what's happening and why he got into the game in the first place out of Ontario, Canada. Speaking of hearts and hearts breaking, it does do something to me when I hear stories about kids getting the shakedown by the TSA, and they always come out with statements afterwards because it just makes no sense to me. Somehow there has to be a line between this is what the book says, this is what the TSA manual is telling me to do, and this is what I know to be true in front of me, so I'm not going to be stupid and subject some kid to some massive crazy pat down that's going to make them flood with tears, make no sense, and I'm not going to find anything on this kid. You know, this we're not in the middle of Afghanistan where kids are jimmy-rigged with bombs because the scum that decide they're going to use them for their own ideology and political purpose and whatever are not at Kansas at the gates. They're just not. And I know somebody could argue with me on that. And the TSA initially argued about that, that, well, we don't know what kid, what a kid could have. Certainly somebody could use a kid as a weapon. But it just doesn't wash here in the United States. It just doesn't. So the grandmother of a four-year-old got hysterical during a security screening at the Kansas airport. This was out of Wichita, right? Says that security agents forced her to undergo a pat-down, even yelled at the kid and called her an uncooperative subject. I'm thinking of like when I was four. What was I into? Gumby and Pokey, and I can't imagine being grilled because adults, you have this whole thing about adults and uniforms. So naturally, there's massive media attention, has all the elements, TSA, controversy, pat-downs, safety, where, how far do we go, what are we doing? And the mother detailed what happened in Facebook. Here we go again with Facebook, like the Marine. Put it out there just a week ago. So the Transportation Security Administration is saying, look, agents followed proper screening procedures. This is what we do. This is what we do at the airports. And the child's grandmother and the daughter initially passed through the screening at Wichita, no incident. Then the kid ran to briefly hug somebody who was waiting to get a pat down after tripping the alarm, and then that's when they insisted that she has to undergo a physical pat down. I mean, couldn't they have just said, look, they let other people through. Don't they let, haven't you had it ring and they let you through? Yeah, it's okay. It's probably just, let's see, do you have a belt on or whatever? You know, and it's so easy to just beat up on the TSA. I mean, let's face it, it is. You know, just give me a dartboard and how easy is it to jump on that limb? Because everybody wants to jump on it, probably with me. There may be some of you listening, and I know because I've gotten in these arguments with people that, oh, well, tough tiddlywinks, this is what we do, this is how we fly. If you don't like it, don't fly. Screw it. Take a bus. Walk. Get out of our airports. I had someone say that to me one time. Of course, his suggestions made no sense in a way. Then there was a story about the seven-year-old with cerebral palsy that had to undergo a pat-down. And think about, first of all, think about the kid and the condition that they're in. And so they've got this disease, they're coping with it. Was it necessary to be aggressive? So aggressive, in fact, and really the TSA can't deny this, they had to miss their flight. Dina Frank was with her family, JFK. She was with her family from JFK to going to Florida. And she wasn't allowed to pass through the metal detectors because why? Think of what she has. She has leg braces and crutches. So you have to go through this pat down. And that's what the TSA does. So they're saying, too bad, we're going to have to do this. The family asked the agents on duty to introduce themselves to her to make her more comfortable, but they were just very aggressive and didn't do it. So we go back to the same thing again. How aggressive is too aggressive? We get the national security thing in a sense, but I think the TSA is a joke anyway. Are there some people that work for the TSA that do a good job in upper levels? Probably, if they're trying to screen for different things and they're not there at some of these airports. But I don't get it at the airports. It's really hit or miss. You get somebody who's super friendly, nice. Oh, go ahead. Have a great day. Friendly, great. And then you get harassed. It almost came to that with me one time. Luckily, it didn't happen because I'm certain I would have been pulled aside. So it is very misguided. I get national security. I get that something, you have to have some kind of a system. I've said it before. I'll say it again. All this money that we waste through the government and spend on all kinds of crazy things, and even if you look at privatization at these various airports, right, you couldn't hire ex-detectives, cops, other people who are trained to look for certain things, and then somebody's going to call me a big-time profiler. I mean, does that make more sense? And, you know, everybody always brings up the whole thing with Newark Airport, which I've flown through all the New York airports many, many times, and that, you know, here's the thing. If we were like Israel, if we were just like Israel, I mean, look what El Al is like. How safe are they? Well, the comparisons don't really wash with me in lots of ways because it's smaller. If you're talking about less flights in and out, we're talking about a massive amount of air travel in the United States. And it just goes back to the same thing, sadly, because I don't want to get on the air and be cranky Kate every single show. But here's the thing. When I see this, the constant hypocrisy or just the lack of judgment, I mean, I'll call this a lack of judgment. You have a set of guidelines. Okay. You can't be friendly to the kid. Hey, some of the TSA people have been friendly to me, joking around when I have my equipment. Ooh, a microphone. What do you do for a living? Have I ever heard of you? Or whatever they say. So I've talked to people who have been friendly. I've talked to people who just let me go through. And if that's happening to me, an adult female, why would they treat a kid with cerebral palsy to this aggressive-ish pat-down instead of being friendly? Especially if parents say, oh, she's a little nervous. Can you just, you know, I'm Jane, I'm so-and-so. I don't think that that's a big deal. I don't understand why they wouldn't do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Then you have the ultimate story where the TSA screeners at LAX, get it? Relax, LAX. They let drugs go through, apparently. In LA, they're investigating that. They think that a lot of drugs passed through the security system there. And LAX, think about it, of course, Los Angeles, huge airport. I've been through their system. It is almost nightmarish, but same thing. Sometimes you get someone friendly that just lets you fly through. And what happened is two former and two current TSA folks were arrested and indicted on drug conspiracy charges for allowing a bunch of coke and other drugs to go through at the screening process at the airport last year. Seven of them, are facing charges. It's a 22-count indictment, not a 22-gun salute. And, I mean, this is serious. They got bribes. They were receiving tons of money, so it went through. So then that answers the question, too. Gee, how secure are we? We're shaking down kids because this is what we got to do. But then we have all these bad apples, LAX. They can make some big bucks. They get $2,400 sometimes a day to just let things go through screening. So how safe is that? And a lot of this happened February 2011 to July 2011, not that long ago. So people can be bribed at checkpoints. The security at LAX is very chillax. Disappointing, isn't it? Makes no sense. There's got to be a solution, right? Anybody got a solution? If you have one, send it to me, americatonight.net. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We got the package coming up next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Would you like to declare an emergency? We are declaring an emergency. 5571, we got to come back. We hit two big geese.
JetBlue 571, Roger, and stand by.
All right, there we go again. You heard that, the conversation from the cockpit. Once again, bird strikes. Wow, this is becoming oh so common, isn't it? And here's where we start the package. I guess the package is how do you deliver the people in these planes safely with the birds that are after us? JFK, especially Miami there, having problems. When you take off, I guess it's Mother Nature versus man, and you don't know for sure the bird could get caught, and that's what happened there. So none of these pilots are going to take any chances. Naturally, they're going to turn around and come back. That's what happened last week. Remember, we talked a lot about this, about the Delta flight that had to make the emergency landing after that bird struck the engine just after takeoff there. And this was one that was headed to Los Angeles, and the cabin started filling with smoke. So whether it's that or somebody seeing Venus or radio contact is lost and you got a plane circling over the Gulf of Mexico, and what happened there? Well, ultimately it landed in the water. The pilot took off. The plane was at 20,000 feet. It circled, it circled, it circled, ran out of fuel, and then that was it. Crashed into the Gulf. A ghost plane is what they call it. And the last time you heard of a ghost plane was Payne Stewart and five other people that were on a chartered private jet back in 1999. What happens is a plane loses cabin pressure, and the people on board, it's like going to sleep. They're incapacitated and have no idea, and then it ultimately the plane ultimately crashes. But if you're counting all this, boy, that's four. And birds especially have been a very, very big problem. All right, part of the package, too, is Facebook. Wonder what Mark Zuckerberg thinks. He's got to love it because it's like a verb. Are you Facebooking someone? Were you Facebooked because you ultimately put yourself in your own little prison because of what you said? Remember the Marine I just mentioned who was outed over critiquing the president and then trying to decide if the military has free speech or not? I think it's kind of split down the middle with this audience. You also have Facebook involved in what I was just talking about with the TSA and the shakedown of the four-year-old, in particularly her, in Wichita, Kansas. She's crying. Everyone's crying around her because they're upset by what's going on. And the mother Facebooks is outraged and Facebooks all the details to everybody on her site. And then it goes from there. And then we have another one where, and I just read about this earlier today, there were 30 women, this is out of Sacramento, 30 women actually had a big chick fight, a brawl, if you will, in the streets. Girls, women yelling, pushing each other, and people were trying to pull them apart. They were posting things on Facebook. But here's what's scary. I mean, these were serious women with seriously wanted to kick some, you know what, because they showed up with their fists flying, and not just that, but baseball bats. I have never had anyone come at me with a baseball bat. Of course, I wasn't the girl fight kind of girl, but this all resulted, I mean, there were major injuries, and this all happened because of trash talking on Facebook, and then they called each other out and then met in the streets. It was a mob, and they were fighting over what was posted. Whew. And you know what? I think maybe they wouldn't say it publicly, but I think that Zuckerberg secretly loves all this because he doesn't want anyone to get killed, but he secretly loves the fact that there's so much conversation because it's creating buzz. I always say, what's America tonight? It's about the buzz in your backyard, whether we're talking about the Marine or we're talking about the shakedown by the TSA and whether it's fair or foul. And, you know, why can't there be a little bit of a gray area? That's why I could never work for the TSA in that capacity because I couldn't be a strictly by the book kind of person. Because nothing is 100% by the book, even if you really want it to be by the book. It's not. It's just not the way the world works, and there are other elements that come into play. And the examples with the TSA were good ones because you don't have to be aggressive with little kids. In fact, if anything, could you be a little more tender? And if I can give you the examples of people being very, very friendly to me many, many times, when I have traveled, why would they not be friendly to the kids? Why would they not treat them that way, especially knowing that it's sensitive? It would be very, very sensitive for any child to, because they, you know, it's an adult, it's a uniform, their parents are shook up, whatever. Makes absolutely no sense. All right, the biggest present of all, though, I saved for last. Oh, it's better than a Lifetime movie. Seriously, it's better than a crappy chick flick with some drama in the middle of it. John Edwards and how it is playing out in a courtroom. You know, people lining up all over the place to get tickets to be able to sit and watch Casey Anthony. Remember that? Because that kind of became soap opery. But the sad thing there is you had a dead girl, a victim who nothing's happened for Kaylee Anthony as a result of of what happened with the trial with Casey Anthony. Here, you have a guy trying to get away with it. You have, I think, you have a guy that was so arrogant, he figured he could pull this off. And apparently, you had a demanding mistress. So, she wasn't like how it was in the old days, you know, the JFK White House, where they described that there were some women that would come in and out, they'd be rolled up in carpets, and they never said anything to anyone. But she had an inside track, and I'm talking about Ryle Hunter, to John Edwards, who had some power. He was running for president, after all, and she was right there with him. So you get the aide, Andrew Young, who has an axe to grind. He goes on the stand, and he paints the most unflattering portrait he could possibly come up with of John Edwards and the mistress, and says that she was demanding. She demanded luxury gifts. She wanted his attention. It constantly wanted his attention. And this aide could have resigned, but he stayed. So he didn't have a moral dilemma there, and he's got a book out, and he wants to write another one, apparently. So he talked about a scheme where this heiress, who's like in her 100-something now, but Bunny Mellon, would funnel a bunch of dough to her interior decorator, who would then cut the checks to Young, Andrew Young, the aide, and his wife. So what did the Youngs do? They obviously looked the other way. They gave Hunter, they provided Hunter with all kinds of accommodations, travel, a BMW, and it was a lavish lifestyle. Some of that was also provided by another donor named Fred Barron. And what the aide says, what Andrew Young said, is that Hunter was just unhappy, didn't like sometimes the arrangements, would complain, was unsatisfied, demanded upgrades. At a Fort Lauderdale hotel, he said she criticized the room because, you ready for this, it lacked good energy. And shame on John Edwards, because talking about lacking good energy, good judgment, moral character, and yet he faces this down like, what, how can you accuse me of taking money out of the till? The government is trying to prove that Edwards knew that the almost $1 million in donations, so-called donations, were being used to hide his affair, and that it was being hid in order to protect the presidential run. How did he think that, thought nobody was ever going to uncover this? So those donations, I mean, that's illegal campaign money. That's what that is. And this definitely goes to his character. Whew. And when Edwards first learned that she was pregnant when he was making a run for the White House, he said she was crazy. This is what he said. He said, this is what Edwards said. This is a quote. She's a crazy slut, and it's a 1 in 3 chance that it is my child. Oh, my, oh, my. Lifetime going on in a North Carolina courtroom. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.